What's the most amount of cats you ever seen in them girls' house?
Jelly Two Fly, you already know what it is. We out here. We love hip hop. Stay tuned. We rocking. Shoot it.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Molly Swayze, live in the flesh, kicking it with my dogs. We love hip hop. Toronto, man. We out here.
Gang.
You already know, man. It's your boy YG, number 35. Chrome, I'm in the cut.
Oh, man. It's Brenna Bands.
It's your boy Houdini Gag.
All right, now we're coming blue for this shit, UTM shit. We out here. Fucking, we love hip hop.
Check this out. It's the Maestro Fresh West. We on We Love Hip Hop. Peace.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back. Smoke a fat ass joint, too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart. And in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Bad light skin, so enlightening. Red light, it get frightening. Bloody murder, shooting Dyson. The projects with the goons and the Vikings. Two-tone glizzies, we got knives, same. VVs for the jewels, call it lightning. A hoe gon' be a hoe, they so shiesty. I'm on the dark roads alone with my hypebeast. Balenciaga speed runners, do a high speed. I love it when she double that bag. Excites me, mix the LV with Supreme. I'm such a hype beast. 17 and did anything just for the right change.
Track's called Koofy by an artist named Ambi. Watch this tune here now. Watch my boy right here.
Big on big like 2 Chainz. Big on big like Juicy Drake. Niggas talk on 1 foot. Caught a kid to Kunte. Used to sleep with roaches. Back in 2 Need Tuesdays. Back in 2 Need Tuesdays. Back in 2 Need Tuesdays. You talk too much like yeah yeah. You wanna fuck like yeah yeah. They talking shit like yeah yeah. They busting shots like yeah yeah. You talk too much like yeah yeah.
All right, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Drippy Ricky, aka Mr. More Fire, aka I got a lot of AKAs. And to the left of me,
it's me, Smokey the Bear, aka Paul Bunyan. Or better known as SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK on Instagram. Holla at your boy.
Shane. And we'll be back with the Thursday morning gang, you know what I'm saying? What you thought about that track that I was just playing there, the Toonie Tuesday, Toonie Tuesday, Toonie Tuesday. Hey. Because I remember Toonie Tuesday, which is still around, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's 3:49.
I stopped. I don't really bust down the. I don't mess with Taco Bell, KFCs, and.
They're all the combo together now. You fucking get a piece of fucking taco meat in your fucking kitchen, in your chicken box. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think they divorced, but. I remember I drive when I go to. In the morning when I drive across Clean Street, there used to be a Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, or Pizza Taco Bell, and KFC, like, threesome right there. On Queen Street.
Call it the threesome.
Pause. Just, yo. We'll talk about the threesomes after. With fucking, what's her face? But anyways, yeah, so.
Hold on. Who'd watch her face? Let's go back.
Cardi B.
Oh.
Well, she's talking about, yeah, they be drugging niggas and running 3 marines on niggas with trannies and shit. Then you see the, I see the clip. It's funny because it's not funny, but you see the guy. Yeah, man, then you wake up with a hood on your head and your ass hurting. And all your shit gone.
Pause.
Exactly, pause. But she's like, yeah, nigga, we drugging niggas and running trains with trannies. You know what I'm saying? You hear what she's saying? drugging niggas and running trains with trannies, bro.
I'm taking the sidetrack with you right here, right now.
Right? So they're like,
yeah, man. Well, it's okay. Let's stay on that before for a second.
You guys live right now?
Yeah, we're live.
Be right with us.
Yeah. We got our guests that are popping up in the building for the people in the listening audience who are hearing the doorbells in the background. Let's stay on this Cardi for a second, because we were going to talk about it maybe at some point. But before we get to the whole intros and all that shit, what do you think about what she's saying about her being a stick-up gal? Is that like, are we shocked, or is this something that everybody
already knew? You see, the thing is, it's like she could have said it. It's just the way and what she said.
With the drugging people type of thing.
Yes, the way she was saying it, like, yo, you know, we all know there's a stick-up girl in the city. You know? We all know there's a stick-up girl in the city, so.
Yeah.
But even, like, not only one, but you know what I'm saying. There's always that one G that's, you know, whatever, she'll do it if she needs to. But she's not like,
for the cause?
Yeah, she's not like overtly being like, yeah, we, yo, the, she, you know, she said we drug them and run trains with trannies. Yo, listen to me. Bro, then the next clip you see is the man. I don't know if he heard what happened. I'm pretty sure he's talking in the third person, because he's like, yeah, then I'm hearing niggas waking up with hoodies on and their ass is hurting and all this shit gone. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen, right? Yo, I just felt like everybody's outraged about the shit.
Yeah, but listen, look how they came at Bill Cosby. Right? They want to call story. Him. Why is it a different story? He's accused of drugging and having sex with people. He's not robbing them, but he's at.
She's running the jokes, and
he's trying
to joke.
There's a different. Okay.
She's running the jokes, meaning she's trying to rob somebody.
Okay, but Bill's trying to fuck. He's just a sicko. Okay. They drug. Now the niggas passed out.
Both wrong, by the way.
Defenseless. Now you still gotta keep with the fucker. You can't just rob the man. The man's already done passed out. No, you want to leave the man robbed, butt naked, and with his ass hurting. So why you gotta go that far, Nikki? Huh?
Or no, Cardi.
Cardi, sorry. Why you gotta go that far? Why the man's already passed out? Why don't you just take his things and go on about your business? You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, but that's where it started, right? Because that's the first quote that I heard about it. That she was like,
there's like a clip. And you see the video.
But it's old. Why are you bringing
I know it's old. But okay, well, the same thing you can say about Bill Cosby. Cardi it's old. Why are you bringing up old shit?
Cardi fan in the house. Shout out to Savvy.
The ghost in the room is a fan. Well, hey.
You know what I'm saying? We brought up Cardi B's name and she started, her head got hot. You know what I'm saying?
So you want Sav to give you a slap, eh?
Like Drizzy Drake said, head get hot. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's get to our actual intro. So, shout out to the people who are in the listening audience. Shout out to the people on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, all the different listening platforms. Shout out to all the people who are in their cubicles right now. Shout out to the people with the jackhammers. Who else? What else are the working squad? The working at the store?
Man, shout out to people at the ministry. Y'all need to do better, man.
Tell me about it.
Y'all need to move faster.
Why are you always at the ministry, dog?
It's not that I'm at the ministry. I wasn't at the ministry. I'm just thinking. You're saying who needs to, And I'm just thinking. That ministry comes to my head. The reporting center, they need to fix up. Tell me why I go to the reporting center. I understand. They're taking reports for accidents and shit. Okay, that's cool. My gripe isn't that. My gripe is, tell me why the chairs that you have to sit on and wait and fill out your application or whatever, your report.
Perks going in.
Tell me why it smells like dry fucking urine. It sounds like someone just stood there and pissed on every blood clot chair. You understand what I'm saying? But that's what I'm talking about. To the point where I stood up by the door and the people were looking at me like, yo, what's this guy doing?
He's smelling piss.
Bro, listen to me. I stood there for like a good 45 minutes. I stood there. And my mother looking at me like, you know, is this guy trying to intimidate me to make me work faster? Nah, I just don't want to go sit over to the pissy spot.
That's the face of smelling piss. That's what's up. To stay on the piss sidetrack, you know what I'm saying? That's a good title, piss sidetrack.
No.
Stop. To stay on the piss sidetrack.
Why do you want to stay on this piss?
You mentioned peeing.
I said urine. It smells like urine. I didn't say nothing about peeing.
So stay on the urinary track.
Well, I just said they pissed on the chair. Whoa.
Bars. I used to be a rapper. You didn't know that?
That sounds like a UTI.
Double entendre. Don't ask me how.
You see, now you're filling his head like he thinks he's really barred up now. Like, he fluked out of one little thing. And then you had to say something to him. Now the man's like, see, double entendres.
Holla at you. At your boy Friday, Ricky Dread on Instagram. So listen, I'm walking on Yonge Street. Right? Big Yonge Street.
On the world's longest strip.
Right? Tell me why I see a man in front of one of these like juice places, like this regular juicing place, right? Peeing. Dick out. Peeing on Yonge Street. Not the side street. Yonge Street.
The same. Out of front page.
Yo, people are walking from work, walking around the man so that they don't...
Was he homeless?
He must be homeless.
Was he homeless? Or was he just on a zero fucks given day? Because I got to take a piss.
Or he had his hands... He had his, in my story, he had his hands on his shoulders, bro.
On his shoulders?
Like he was just free.
You mean like Superman?
He was, yeah.
Like
he
on just, his hips, not like, on his shoulders.
Like on his hips. Like
the man was just standing up like da-da-da-da, just letting it flow. Ah.
Yo, I was just like, yo, why do I live here right now?
Oh my gosh, bro. Don't kill me right now.
Why is my rent so much so I can watch man peeing on Yonge Street, bro?
Don't kill me
it's
right
crucial
now.
Crucial right now.
You see, the man was free flowing on Yonge.
Free flowing, dog.
Free flowing, bro. Not a care in the world.
Trust me. Okay, let's get to our top six tracks, man. You have any shout-outs before we start?
Shout-outs? The usual suspects, you know. Spoiled Smokers, Free People Association.
Jeez.
And Beast Mode. And, yeah, that's all I got for right now. I got some more shout-outs coming later.
Mm. Well, we got our top six tracks. And it's been a pretty busy week. I still see tunes dropping as we speak. There's probably another like 10 tunes that dropped. So shout out to the whole Canada. You know what I'm saying? As usual, tabulated from, you know, top 10 countdown, Ray Tay Tay. I had the whole commentary about ski masks and all that earlier.
Bro, yeah, what did they say?
Mandem can't show their face to the ops. Shout out to the comment gang. That's why we're ski mask obsessed. So,
okay.
I've been explained to. But the top six, it's been tabulated for the people, by the people. You know what I'm saying?
So now the man just have random. Okay, so they say they can't show their face for the ops.
Yeah, they don't want the ops to see them. And the boy them. Boy them. Oh, and the next man in the comments said boy them be watching the videos. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. The top six tracks.
I'll give you guys a little piece of advice, okay? Since you don't want the boy them to know who you are.
Stop dry snitching on yourselves.
Well, that's one. Thank you, staff. Stop dry snitching on yourself. And number two, that blue Montclair jacket you like to wear every day, the boy them know it's you.
You might
want to
change that.
You understand what I'm saying? So just know, the boy them know. They're not dumb. That's why they fill out cards. That's why they card niggas. You understand what I'm saying? So they can get an idea. Okay, they card you once, twice in a week. Well, that's when my generation, they would card and then they would know. Boom, okay, this guy has this jacket right here. This guy's wearing this jacket.
Hazel eyes. They're like, oh, yeah, there's the hazel eyes in the video.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I understand your logic, but there's flaw to it. Just know that. They're watching. They're always watching. And they already know who the fuck you are. So,
and the record company is going to be like,
stop dry snitching on yourself.
Yes. Number one rule, stop dry snitching. Oh, you got a long way if you don't dry snitch on yourself.
Common gangster.
You don't need to tell on yourself.
So let's get to our top six. Number six. Bugs. Camila.
Okay.
What did he say? She got me doing Zumba.
this kid's creative. I won't lie, he's very creative with his wordplay. What he chooses to say?
Something Havana and Cuba. She got me playing. She got me doing the Zumba. I was like, this nigga's crazy, bro. Holy, what kind of weed you smoking, fam? Like, send on. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Bugs. That's We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm
saying?
Big, big, big tune. Number five, Scrap Gang featuring KG and Knox, Love of the Money. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. So, alumni.
Yeah. More alumni right there. Big up to KG. Big up to Knox. They're doing their thing on the tune. A lot of bars.
It's a bar-centric thing.
Yeah, man. Big up. And they have a new tune that's also dropped just now too. So that's gonna be on our honorable mentions. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's popping.
Oh yeah, they've been busy.
Montana.
Number four. Loco City. Never Know. So you seen that video there in the church?
I seen a piece of it.
I had my commentary before on that video. I wasn't really feeling the rollout. I like the track and I like the video.
Yeah.
But the rollout was him laying in the ambulance and shit like that.
See, that type of stuff, man. I don't like that stuff, man. I don't like to see, you know, like in videos.
Yeah. Niggas, hell, I was paranoid. When man them showed me that, they were like, yo, walk one. I was like, yo, please don't tell me this happened.
This is not real. You know, certain niggas said, you know, but
there was no clarification at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow. Like, I was legit real life sad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, walk one. You know what I'm saying? So it's glad that, you know, he's alive. Dope tune. And dope video. You know what I'm saying? Number three. Cuzzle 1-6, Testimony. You know what I'm saying? So,
Testimony?
I think a man from the West End. He's doing his thing. He's rocking a ski mask. You might want to turn off your...
That's my phone? My bad. Sorry.
You know, you're rocking a ski mask in the video. Getting back to our ski mask conversation from before.
Use this Gucci, you know?
Turn off this
on,
man.
Sorry. Lock off this on, yo. Lock off this on.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to the listening audience out there. They're probably looking at their desk. Like, is that my phone?
What?
Shit.
Lock off the song. My phone is beeping.
Oh my god, my manager's coming.
Oh god. I'm not on my phone.
Trust me.
I was replying to an email.
But yeah, big up to Cuzzle 1-6. Big fucking tune. Number two.
Two.
Roni, Forget About Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Guy don't stop work, man.
Yo, did Roni drop like maybe fucking 12 videos in the last 12 weeks? Are we doing that right now?
I don't know, but man, seems like almost every week. It seems like every week he's on their track with a video. So
that's what I'm saying.
Top six with a video. He's okay. Like we should go back and check in our archives. In the archives, if like how many times, like, because that's a record, that has to be a record, like,
yeah,
since he started this six list or top six, whatever we want to call it,
yeah,
it's like I'm pretty sure he's been on it since maybe the first or second week.
Oh, yeah, for sure,
and
for
hasn't seen any, you know, like,
hey, the people have spoken when it comes to Roni, yo, you know what I'm saying? So. Big up to Roni.
He has a fan base. Don't get it twisted. Or don't get close. He has a fan base. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get close. Don't get close.
Yeah, he has a fan base.
You guys all right? Yeah. Let me turn your mic down over here on this side.
You can hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Oh, wow. That's why he's asking you Wagwan. Because we can't hear nothing. We can't hear Friday. We can't hear Ona talk.
I'm just catching their whole side conversation. Holy, I'm gonna turn the mic back off. Okay.
You have the mics pointing in their direction.
Number one. And the people have spoken for this one, okay? So big up to the comment gang. Don't worry, the mic's not hot no more, Sav. Don't worry.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to move out the camera shot. Relax, nobody's worried about you.
You know what I'm saying? Number one. ASF Lucky 7, Don't Play.
Alright.
That's that video. Mans are running into the house. They're fucking. They've been robbed of one white youth. Have them hold it down over there, please.
Bro.
We running it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. They're just, mans are running through the house. It's just a crazy fucking home invasion scene. It's just. It's a trend. You gotta love the Toronto hip hop.
Once again.
Gully things, you know what I'm saying?
Stop dry snitch upon yourself.
But yeah, big tune. Tune is on fire, and the Common Gang has spoken. They came out strong for that one.
They know what they like. They like what they know.
Exactly. I'm gonna give you a quick set of honorable mentions as well. Honcho Hoodlum, My City's Violent.
Sure, I like how you put that video together.
Mm. And I like the message in that too. Hawaii Mighty and Sean Leon, Waves, Baka Not Nice, 30, Badass Bucks, Shooting No Safety, and Speaking in Tongues. It's a double video right there. Chelsea Badass, Catch Up, Top 5, and No Joke Jigsaw, Demons, Big Fresco, Lights, Camera, Actions, Scrap Gang featuring Freeze, KG, and Knots, True Colors. So that's the second Scrap Gang track of the week.
Ooh.
And September, Dark Skies, and Mood Swings. Scene.
I hear that. I hear that. The Mood Swings.
I got a quick couple of things I want to talk about what we're smoking in here, in this building here.
Sure. I'll talk about it.
I got a can here of some goodies here from Happy Days. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Happy Days Official on Instagram. What is this? Some tuna kush? You know what I'm saying? So big up to the man's half the problem or half dot the problem on Instagram. He linked me up with a can of this. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up if you want to get this process going on his Instagram. I'll put the links in the description. But we'll test this out and see what the fire is and see how good it is.
Oh, this is the Montana.
Now, yes, we have our regular loud sponsors here, courtesy of Mother Earth. Oh my God. Courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries. Montana. I got sidetracked for a second. I looked at the bud and I was like, Jesus, how you doing? Holy, this is the Montana, eh? Apparently this is exclusive only to MED, Mother Earth Deliveries.
Well, we'll see how fire it is right now. Come about to scroll a ting.
Scroll a ting, jeez.
Use Friday's terminology.
Yo, that's the young boy terminology right there, yo. I didn't originate that, you know what I'm saying? But this right here, it's a scrumptious, what would this be, an indica or a fucking hybrid or?
Me not know.
It's a more fire, bud. But if you want to get your hands on some of that and get some free delivery as well, hit them up on Instagram at MotherEarth_TO or hit them up on their website, meds.meddispensary.ca. Use the entry code or whatever, the discount code, WLHH, if you want to get free delivery. Seen? And it's delivery within...
Say something about empty pipe, damn.
Seen? And delivery within the GTA, okay? Don't be... You know, ordering and you're like, yo, doc, I'm in Sarnia.
It's the same day delivery?
Like, I don't know if it's going to reach, fam. You know what I'm saying? But big up to Mother Earth. So we were talking about one last thing before, because we had a little bit of Cardi B talk, you know what I'm saying? But there's a couple new subjects before we get out of here, all right?
Whoa, so I've relaxed.
I know, right?
Holy.
All I heard.
Holy, man. She sound well disapproved, eh?
Oh, man. You didn't even know I was going to bring up gay pac.
Yo, brethren, see, now you're trying to get me mad.
Why you said that on the air? You know that when you guys listen to this back, it's going to be bleeped out.
No, Friday needs.
He's going to edit it out.
Like, am I going to edit it out?
That. We know that you are. We know that you are.
Friday, just don't try to... Don't
that's a hashtag.
Gay Pac.
Gay Pac is a hashtag.
Listen to me. Like I said...
I've
seen... yeah, that's what my luck boss have. You know, Sam, no punch.
Juicy Smollett. You know what I'm saying? This nigga skated the fucking shit, bro. Okay, let's get it clear. He wasn't... innocent of all charges, and charges weren't dropped.
Yo, Bridget, supposedly they dropped the charges because the man case. Did some community service under the Kololo.
They didn't drop it. They said because he already did the community service, we're going to
withdraw
the charges and seal the records.
Bro, you would think that the man was an escaped slave, the way that they're so mad that the man beat or what the charges were dropped. Whatever happened, this is not over. Because when you have the mayor... talking about, oh, this is a whitewash on justice.
Cheesed.
He's Ben. He's Bringle, yo. Like
Ben Bringle.
Yo, he's mad, okay? Like, yo, for all the young people, like, what the fuck did he just say?
No, they understand.
Bringle?
It's
yes.
The white people. They're like, Ben
Bringle. Is that a color? Did he say Bringle?
I'll put a little thing on the bottom. Ben Bringle. Are you talking about Pringles, the chips? Bringles.
So anyways, yeah, so You know, people are mad. And then the man had the, I wouldn't be my mother's son if I could do what they accused me of.
Bars.
Now you're making your mom look bad, because if you really are guilty of this shit.
Dear mama.
Bro, Brechin, don't disrespect the legend, okay? The man has no right. I don't know who decided to give him that moniker. I don't know if him fierced himself and just feel like
he went on stage. He said, "Yo, him himself." Tupac. Next.
Yeah,
that's
man, what he said. Know what?
Then he beat the case.
No, he didn't beat the case. They withdraw the case. He didn't beat the case. He didn't go to trial. He didn't take it to trial and beat it. Huh? He didn't take it to trial to beat it and
George
feed undefeated.
Jefferson out the courtroom.
No, well, he George Jefferson, or he was high breathing out the courtroom. Thank you, Jesus.
Same lawyer as 6ix9ine.
The one who got indicted. The one who got indicted trying to rob Nike. The man told Nike, "Yo, I need $20 million out of you guys."
Him
okay?
And Snitch 9 got the same lawyer, eh?
The man said Snitch 9. That's 50 son.
The plot thickens. No,
that's 50 son.
No, he said he's what do you call that?
A jacket?
No. When you he's illegitimate or?
Yeah, he's a jacket.
He's a jacket.
He's a jacket. The man's a jacket.
Explain this to me.
Oh, Jamaican terms. You don't know what jacket means?
No, that's Jamaican.
Jacket. Explain this to me.
It's okay when a girl tries to tell you, say, "Yo, you're the dad, but you're not the dad," mm-hmm. and then you take on ownership, like, "See, my pitney." Right. Then find out later on down the line, say, "Yo, enough of your own pitney. That's someone else's pitney, and you're raising it. So you got the jacket, my dude. Mangia jacket. Here, wear the jacket. Just like this nice jacket you're wearing today. Mangia the jacket. Go on, wear the jacket."
Don't do it.
Yo, the man, go and get a jacket.
Wow.
Yo, hold on. Some freaky shit. My girl was telling me today, she read in China, a one woman did give birth to twins.
Mm.
But the twins are from two different men.
Yeah, Maury.
Call Maury.
Bridget.
That's a Maury Show episode.
Call Maury.
No.
Yeah, that's a Maury.
That's regular on Maury?
Maury, that was the first time that anybody really seen it like pop off. Because they had two, her fraternal twins had two different fathers.
Wow.
Yo, whoa.
You know what that takes? That takes seconds.
Wow.
And a lot of sperm. That's crazy.
Actually, 24 hours. I'm not gonna lie. It's 24 hours.
Yeah, she's a dirty girl. Wow.
That's not necessarily the case. You don't know what the circumstance is. You can't say that.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna save the.
She could have been swinging.
I'm gonna save the last thing because we have our guest here.
Yeah.
I had one more quick thing, but okay. Quick thing. Okay. Quick fast. Sticky Fingers didn't get punched in the face.
Okay? That's right.
Shout out to Kodak Black. But Sticky didn't get punched in the face. That's not how the story went. Okay, so I'm gonna just give a clear up. Shout out to Sticky Fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Alumni. We love hip.
Yep. And I seen him in the comments or in the. You know what I'm saying? I was
he commented.
He said something to you.
No, he seen our post on We Love Hip Hop when we were talking about it. I was like, oh shit, Sticky, looking at this shit.
We should have Skyped him.
You know what I'm saying?
We should have Skyped him.
So he didn't get beat up.
We should have Skyped him,
the
bro.
The fake gun that was supposed to be
on
the tour bus. It was he's an actor. He's a director, actually, and he's fucking doing a movie. He's shooting a movie. That's the gun that was in the backpack, okay? From when
come on,
the
man throw your guns in the air, Sticky Fingers. You really think the man is walking around with a fake gun?
Or a real one at this point. He does because he doesn't need one, right? He's like living the acting life, right? He said he didn't like the way the vibes are going on the bus, right? And then he jet off the fucking bus.
And left the bag?
And he left his bag. And then fucking he sent back an actor to go pick up the bag. Acting
prop.
As boy them. He got two of his actor friends to pretend to be police and go get the bag back.
Secure the bag, fam. Operation secure the
bag.
Wow,
Sticky Fingers is a jewel, bro. But yeah, man, that's what
happened. That was a good interview. I was happy.
Yeah. So, okay. We're going to take a quick break. And let's see here. I'm going to run a tune. Let's see.
I need to bring scissors next time, man.
Yeah. Let's see who we got a tune here. Tune is by 80, I guess 5. This would be the number 84. Track is called Waste Man.
There's a lot of Waste Man.
Dom, you know my nips.
Are you dumb? Your chain's attached to your fucking beard.
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, and you're not getting my fucking jacket.
You're wilding.
Fix your fucking chain. That box. Not take my fucking.
Are you serious? Are you?
Paris to Toronto, nice though. I'ma show you some things you like. Then you gon' show me some love tonight. And if I'm lucky, then you just might forget about that waste, man. Forget about. I'm trying to take his place, girl.
Smoke weed every day.
I age well, man. I got good genes.
All right. I'm 51 in a couple days.
What?
Yeah.
What?
We'll save that for the interview too.
What?
Okay, we rolling.
Well, it's only like it only makes sense, but my re-rolling, mind is re-rolling. Blown right now. Like, fuck.
I hit you there with that one.
Yeah.
Like, doing the math,
he was
like,
wow. Like, yeah, like, wow.
Okay. Let's start. I got a track, actually, from our guest who's in the building right now. So I'm going to run it right now. I'm going to put the speaker on so you can hear here.
Jeez. Wow. Yo, that was, yeah. That's put me in a different place. Brothers ain't seen what I see.
I'm filled with Israelites, Rastafarians, God bodies, Apple Watch, Sunni Muslims, CEO to Brooklyn, many nights in bed style, blazing trees out of Cali.
Okay. I didn't hear. That's
these eyes. That's Friday's just having the a way moment. Life goes. Yo, listen, I'm super happy, man.
Yeah, I told you I was coming too.
Yeah, man. So, I got to give you this the intro, you know what I'm saying?
Right, whatever, man. I'm here, man.
Sometimes I try to speed past the intro and just be like, yo, you know, with no further ado. But I got to give you your flowers while you're here to smell them like you already say, you know what I'm saying? So, this gentleman here is one of the reasons why we're here. Okay, the We Love Hip Hop podcast. You know what I'm saying? We can't have a We Love Hip Hop podcast without having a Canadian hip hop scene. You know what I'm saying? And the foundation of our Canadian hip hop scene, like, it didn't really start to hit the mainstream where I can see it from when I was living in Montreal. And because there's one thing when people could see what they can see in the city that they're in. But when you're in another city and you're like, yo,
facts.
That's when you're like, yo, we made it. You know what I'm saying? So with no further ado, okay?
Yes.
We have the godfather of Canadian hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And for more than just Canadian hip hop, one of the godfathers in hip hop, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man's a legend.
You know what I'm saying? The conductor.
Conducting things.
You know what I'm saying? What else can I say? The once upon a time when people in the States would be like, damn, this kid can't. Now this kid can't be from Canada. You know what I'm saying? Album number 3. You know what I'm saying? Maestro Fresh West in the motherfucking building.
Yes. Bless.
Jeez.
Thanks for having me. Finally, man.
Yes. We made it.
Finally, thank you for coming through.
I told you I was coming, man. I told you I was coming.
Thank you. This is an honor.
God bless y'all, man.
This is an honor.
You know, we support each other, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
thanks,
man.
For the intro, all that good stuff.
Respect. Thank you, man. Okay, first question, right? First off, with all the new music, right? What did it even, like, to drop Backbone Slide, right? What prompted you to make the comeback that you're making now? Because I was at that party the other day, and you're like, I'm like, there's a new Maestro music, but a lot of people are like, fuck this shit. But you come back. Why? What's the will to keep going, man?
I grew up looking at a lot of rock artists.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm from Scarborough. We grew up, like, listening to rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Black Sabbath. You know what I'm saying? I know you didn't expect answers like this from me.
No,
you know
I'm saying?
Let Your Backbone Slide was inspired by a record called The Stroke by Billy Squire, the same dude who did Big Beat. He had a song called The Stroke.
Okay.
And he said, let your backbone slide. I just thought that was ill, you know what I mean? Mm. So a lot of my influences came from rock records. And when you look at these rock groups, these monumental rock groups, like Pink Floyd, the Rolling Stones,
yeah,
their biggest records. Well, Pink Floyd's biggest record was a disco record. The Wall was a disco record. Rolling Stones, one of the biggest rock groups ever. One of the biggest albums was a disco song, disco record from the Tattoo You album, Emotional Rescue. All right?
From back
so
in
a lot
the 70s.
Of rock groups, you know what I'm saying? And being Canadian now, I've been privy to a lot of information, watching, going to a lot of, you know, Junos and stuff, and watching certain things. Look who I met, Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
Neil Young. Ain't nothing young about Neil Young. You know what I'm saying? rest in peace, Leonard Cohen. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Big, you know, iconic cats, but I watch how these white guys are revered.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying? And I got a slogan, we don't make records, we make history.
Nice.
You understand what I'm saying? There's a reason why I'm here after 30 years, because Let Your Backbone Slide ain't a record's history, made history. These rock artists, they made their history, understand it? White dudes revere them.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is, I want to make tunes that, you know what? Why can't we be like that 30 years there, 40 years later, cats looking at us? That's why when I seen Killy at the Junos, I'm like, yo, you know, respect.
Yeah.
And he was cool with me. Then I found out we from the same neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this
like,
is
how
true.
Cool is that?
He's a Scarborough
he's
guy.
He's from Scarborough. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? But I remember that. I look at those rock groups. Understand what I'm saying? How they're revered by their peers. And that's what we have to do with hip-hop. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's so much negative energy, and we're genetically modified in a lot of ways to think we can't do certain things. Socially engineered to think you get to a certain age, you can't go on and do certain things. But it's only with us. How come it ain't like with other genres of music? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're
so
right.
That what made me feel like, nah, man, I'm going to make music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I turned my ears off from a lot of things in order for me to be progressive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, we didn't talk about it, but we'll talk about this.
No,
I remember you guys were at one point, because I'm a fan of what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys put out something about who came first, this artist, that artist. You talk about some history thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to block that off altogether because I was working on my album.
Right.
So you guys are curators. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Mm.
But me as an artist, if I let that contaminate me, that's what I call OHDS, O-head deficiency syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Understand? O-head deficiency syndrome is when you have Al Bundy running through your veins, B, and you think
about
Poke High, the touchdown you scored back in the glory days.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Varsity Jacket.
Varsity Jacket, them things. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is, yeah, we're celebrating my 30-year anniversary of Backbone Slide, but what am I celebrating with? With a brand new 12-track album. You see what I'm saying? But if I was to listen to how great I was while I'm doing all that and how great things were back in the days, that can contaminate my growth, you know what I'm saying? And in hip-hop, a lot of times, we crutch. It's like a crutch when you keep on thinking of how dope
ageism.
You were back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if ageism is the word, but it's like a liability to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't want to hear nothing about who's this first, who's that, whatever, when I'm in my creative process.
Yeah. Because
then I start feeling myself like, yo, I'm nice, I did this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that. I wouldn't be able to write songs the way I do and elevate and do certain things.
Yeah.
Now, those rock groups I mentioned, they had evolution. But let's look at someone like Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy Jones in the 50s was doing bebop records, swing records. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Conducting records, composing, transposing, jazz, big band, swing. I'm sure within that genre right there, there must be people beefing. That's almost like with us with the mumble this, such and such, or you know what I'm saying? Or but he evolved to the point where in the 80s, when he's in his 50s, he said, yo, let me do this disco record.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But if he was to stick in his little box there, that would never happen.
He'd be making the music that became a dead genre.
I wouldn't say a dead genre, but I understand what you mean.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to evolve. That's why, and I love doing new music. Love working with new artists, man. You know, I brought Dusty Wallace out. He was doing the Dusty dance on the red carpet at the Junos. You know what I'm saying?
Brought Dusty to the Junos.
Dusty felt good, man. He was doing the Dusty dance on the red carpet at the Junos. You know what I'm saying? Yo-y on the red carpet.
Yo-y.
You feel what I'm saying? So to me, it's like, if I just thought about the high top fade and all them things while I'm creating, I won't be able to do what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
If Quincy Jones, you know, was to think about what he did in the 50s, he wouldn't have been able to have an open mind to create an album like Thriller. You know what
Super
I'm saying?
Facts.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now with this genre of music, where it's like we got to evolve and not just put ourselves in a little box because they want us to be in a little box. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what I like about you guys is like you guys are closer to my age and further away. But you're talking about a Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about, you're giving me names that I'm going to have to go study, and which I love to do. You see what I'm saying? I'm a student of hip-hop. You feel me?
That's bliss.
Yeah, man.
So
Yo, it's
obvious.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what's his name? You mentioned. Let me go. Listen.
But what you're doing also, you're setting a precedence, right? Because that also allows other artists who they feel like, ah, man, this is a young man's game. Mm. So I'm gonna stop doing music to say, you know what? No, I can create a legacy of music.
Yes,
that's,
man.
That's the way you're thinking about it and the way you're approaching it is a way a lot of people should think about
it. They should, man.
Because super facts. It's like you said, the rock groups, that's how they look at it.
The rock
These
groups.
Guys, like, look at like Kiss.
Like, Kiss made disco records.
Like, these guys, like Gene Simmons, like, the man, like, if he can still get up there and tour and stick out his tongue, he's still up
he's
there.
He's still doing it, boy, with his platform of heels and tape.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and them men there are old, old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you think about it, there's a reason why I brought that up, too. What was disco? Disco was popular music. So what's trap right now? Trap is popular music. So if I'm infusing certain things with, what do we do in hip hop? We extract from jazz, we extract from funk, we extract from reggae, we extract from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. So if trap is a subgenre of what we do, that's why it was so easy for me to do certain things and work with certain artists, because this is us from the jump anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you could stay in a little box and just feel like, okay, this is what you're going to do. Like a lot of people might have wanted Quincy Jones or those type of artists to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I sent my album out to three cats who I really rate, just to see their opinion on stuff. Here are the names. Adam Bomb, who's on the album anyway.
Alumni.
Quattro Cinco from Ghetto Concept.
Mm.
And Showbiz out of DITC. Okay. That's my hip-hop brother.
Okay.
So I just want to see what they think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, the tracks, what I thought they liked the least is the ones they told me they liked the most.
Okay.
And that was the trap joints. When Showbiz told me, yo, Die Empty, that's the one he felt the most. I'm like, good. That means I'm thinking right. I'm evolving. You see what I'm saying? I'm evolving. Adam Bomb, same thing. He's on Somewhere Down the Line, which is a boom bap. But he's telling me, Waste You, Die Empty. I'm like, yo, for real? Okay, cool. Quadro, the same thing. He's emailing me from wherever he's at down south.
Yeah.
He said, that's the track number 9. So to me, it goes back to my point of reference, Quincy Jones. My point of reference, Led Zeppelin. My points of reference. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You evolve and have fun while you're doing it. You see what I'm saying?
That's the most important
part. Yeah, man. You could tell. You saw me how I was bugging out at the listening party.
No, you were real life enjoying yourself.
I was having fun. Yeah. And that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Yeah, man.
You enjoy it, man.
Hell yeah.
You mentioned Showbiz.
Yeah.
How was it working with them on the third album, the Not His Kid Can't Be From Canada?
Dope. That's
you worked
my
with Showbiz, DJ Premier, all those guys.
It was
just Showbiz and
AG? It was just Show, man. It was just Show. And I did background work on a track called Hard to Kill. It was me, Big L, and Kid Capri.
Oh, boom.
So
man.
You're going to hear my voice on Hard to Kill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So those times we weren't sending tracks back and forth to each other like we were now. So you were in the studio with these
guys. I was in the studio with them.
What was that experience
first,
like?
I got there first, and then Big L came with a guy named Herb McGruff.
Mm-hmm.
Herb McGruff, I think
Harlem.
Wow. Harlem, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Cam and them guys' crew.
Exactly, but that's before all them times.
Children of the Corn times.
Before Flamboyant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so this is Children of the Corn times.
Yeah, maybe even before Children of the Corn. This is 1992. And Big L just did Yes You May. All he had was Yes You May with Lord Finesse, the Yes You May remix. Because my man Percy P., who I've done a record with, he was on the original Yes You May record. You see what I'm saying? So I got to the studio, and then Big Al came through, and he was like, you the engineer? I go, no, I go by the name of the Maestro Fresh West, man.
Wow.
And then Kid Capri came later. Then Show put us in the booth, and then we did the backgrounds for that. You know what I'm saying?
Sick.
It was so that, crazy, man.
I'll be honest, man. That brother, they just accepted me with open arms, man.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about where I was from. They just know I was dope.
Yeah.
And I love hip hop.
Talent spoke for itself.
Yeah.
And the love.
And the love, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the first wave, because you can look at what Scott LaRock and KRS-One with the Missy Me single, Elements of Style, in 1987. Mm-hmm. So, like, New York and Toronto, we've always had them things.
Baby. Yeah, she was part of the first Priority crew.
You see what I'm saying? So, we've always had that appreciation.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to tip your hat off on that level.
Yeah.
But getting back to the Showbiz and the DITC, them cats gave me love.
Mm.
Buck Wild was up and coming. He gave me a rhythm. We didn't end up recording it.
Okay.
That's my brother, man. I'm going to keep it like that. I got the utmost respect for my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's my brother.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Crazy, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And one thing with him, he's one of the most respectful dudes I know. him between showbiz and Chuck D, those are the cats that gave me the most love for the fact that I'm just me.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? And still, like, I wrote a book called Stick to Your Vision, and Chuck D wrote the foreword for my book. That's one of my music highlights, man. You know what I'm saying? And wow. And what have you. So
yeah, man,
definitely. And speaking, getting back to DITC, Lord Finesse is on the new album. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dope.
He
dope,
produced
dope.
Track number two, which we're going to finish shooting the video for.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I seen the buzz about that on the gram.
Yeah, you know, man. Definitely.
You were going to say something?
No, I'm just taking it. Taking it in.
Yeah, man. I was in the studio. Like, I was in the studio with the Wizard Mass them, and it's like.
It's Big L, the one that really, like...
That's a slapper to you, right? Yeah, well, Big L is a legend. R.I.P. Big L.
I remember Big L came to the studio, and it was like... You got to remember, this is like 92 times, right? And I remember Show saying to him, like, yo, man, you got ice. But that was the first time I ever heard that phrase used.
Yeah, what about the drip, the chains?
Yeah. That was the first time I heard that back then. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you rocking ice. Ellis rocking ice, so you know what I mean. But those were good times, so those are my homies, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm glad I finally got a chance to work with Lord Finesse on this album, man.
Yeah,
we did a track, so that's dope. But it's just about evolution, man. But like I said, we don't make records, we make history.
You make history.
Anybody can make a record, but by making history is when you do something, you say something, people check for you later. And coming out of Canada, we got our own history. We, you know, we look what Drake is doing globally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a story, man. I went to New York last. Not November that passed. November before that. Belly had his concert. I believe it was CBGB's. That was the name of the club in Manhattan. And it was him. And Jadakiss was on stage with him. Weeknd came on stage with him. But as I'm going through, there was people just watching us. And I'll never forget this. This dude was saying, I'm looking for that Toronto sound. And it just made me feel like, dude. We've come a long way.
Yeah, dog.
We're in the central. We're in the mecca of hip hop. Where this originated.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing catchers in conversation like, "Yo, that Toronto sound, man. I'm looking for that Toronto sound." When we came up, we were looking for that New York sound. Yeah. We were looking for while we were trying to find our own sound. While we were, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you ever think it can go this far?
Nah, I can't say I did because I didn't know. No, I knew. I believed in me. But did I think that a cat from my city who told me the first thing Drake ever told me, because I was doing a show called Instant Star, and he was doing Degrassi, so we shared the same dressing room. My name was Jimmy, his name was Jimmy, my name was Darius. So when I'm leaving, he's coming in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So the first thing he ever told me was like, "Yo, man, what's up? My music is coming," and he wasn't lying. And I always support artists because I'm coming up. People always underestimated me.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to see artists shine. But to the level like where we're like the top of the global food chain is beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Let's stay on Mr. Graham for a second, Mr. Aubrey Graham for a second.
Yeah.
So you seen him in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he goes on to be the guy that he is now, the biggest rapper in the world, basically.
Yeah.
Right? So what other levels did you see him at along the way? Like another interaction, like where you're like, you bumped into Drake, like, I don't
my
know.
My birthday. Tell I had a birthday that. Party at a club called that. Chocolate. A club called Chocolate, I believe it was like a restaurant / whatever.
Down here in Toronto?
Toronto.
Okay.
And I was drunk, man. I was feeling good. That was my family. My mom was there. My dad was there. My sister, my brother, everyone was there. We're chilling. Then the next room, I see Aubrey. I see Drake before we know him as that. He came through. And I believe he was with Voice. I believe he was with a couple other cats.
Marcus Voice.
Yeah, I think he was with him. He came with a whole squad of them. And he goes, "Yeah, I told you, man, my music is coming." So he was lying. It's like, okay, cool. There's a picture floating around. You see me skinning teeth. And you see him chilling. Yeah, I'm a send it.
Okay.
But he wasn't lying. I just saw that evolution all the time, man. I'm very proud of him, man.
Okay. Do you remember
Yeah.
Papa Stro album? I think that was like around 2000.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember me doing Street Team for you back in those times?
That's why you look familiar.
I was a fat guy with dreads.
What happened? That's why you look so familiar, dude.
So what happened?
I was.
I'm like, why?
Head of Street Team at the time.
Dude, look so familiar, man.
Kim McKenzie put me in contact with you.
Holy smokes, dude!
Hip hop history.
The crates.
I'm like, I'm looking at you all the time, like.
Yep,
is he MC Rumble's brethren? Do I know from Rumble? I'm thinking about them times. I'm trying to think of like.
I reported to you back and forth.
But then you said Montreal. Then you throw me off. And then it's like.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had to send you pictures to let you know what was going on with the distribution of the flyers and the posters and all that.
That's why it'd be cool with everybody, dude. You could be the grocery store and someone punch you in the mouth from something you did in '87. You don't know. It's just like, oh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That was man. 87, man. You fucking.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. It's like, it's not really a question, like, but it's just. Yeah,
that's cool.
I just
want to know
if you like.
Cause,
like,
that's why you look familiar. That's why I look familiar.
Well, you met so many people in my along lifetime. The way. That,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just want, even for the artists out there, when they start getting to different levels,
yeah,
there's going to be people, like, they're going to just keep on seeing people's faces.
Yeah.
Always make sure to treat everybody the same way.
I'll never forget when I met Brian Adams, he shook my hand official. It was an official handshake.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never forget that, man. And when I came up, I'm spoiled because I learned my media training from Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Cause when I came out, when I just got my deal,
mm-hmm.
they were coming with the It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back album.
Yeah,
so I seen how they compartmentalized dealing with fans, dealing with up and coming artists, dealing with media,
mm-hmm.
and I just watched it. Well, that's how I'm going to be.
Yeah,
so that's why I treat people with respect. You know what I'm saying? I learned that from, and a lot of artists didn't have a chance to see all that, but I learned from the best of the best how to interact with people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
respect.
Paid in Full.
Yeah, that was shot. Paid in Full was shot in Hamilton and Toronto and New York, man.
Mm.
And my memories with Paid in Full was the same cameraman. Paul Sarasi, who shot Let Your Backbone Slide,
mm-hmm.
was the same cameraman 10 years later who shot Paid in Full.
Sick.
Oh, wow.
So when he saw me on set, he made sure I got a little light. When I was sitting in the whip beside Money Mitch,
mm-hmm.
he made sure the camera gave me a little light. Yeah.
When you were in the arcade of the Buffalo Stands? I remember
that. Yeah. He made sure he made sure I got some love up in there. That's Paul Sarasi.
That was a big deal to us. We were like, yo, yeah. Maestro's in Paid in Full.
Yeah.
What was it like with Cameron and all them? Like, what were the interactions with them?
Cameron was peace, man. But my man was Mekhi Phifer, man.
Mm.
That was my dude. Mekhi was like, because it's like, me and him is like, we vibes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I remember all he had was Clockers at the time. Mm-hmm. That was known. So I remember chopping up with him and I said, in the hair and makeup trailer, whatever. I said, yo, let me show you something. Clockers is dope, but your movie, A Lesson Before Dying, it's my joint.
Mm.
And he just looked at me with his eyes open and he said, thank you. And he gave me like a solid as if to say, people don't know that movie. They just know me playing the thug dude in Clockers.
Yeah, they don't know his range.
But that movie showed his range and showed his vulnerability, showing that he's an actor. You know what I'm saying? That this is what he's trying to do. And I go, yeah, this is what I'm trying to do too. Like, I'm studying, taking classes, mm-hmm. hoop-de-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what movies do you look at that I should study? Because I use hip-hop as a transferable skills. What did I learn from hip-hop? I learned the importance of preparation and repetition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to prepare in the same way acting now. So this is someone I look up to, Mekhi Phifer.
Yeah.
I said, boom, what movies should I look at? Should I study?
Mm.
You ready for what he told me? Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Mm.
And Wag the Dog.
Huh. Interesting. What's that movie?
I said, my man told me Pimps Up, Hoes Down, and Wag the Dog. Okay, I'm going to go to Queen Video. And I'm going to rent Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to rent Wag the Dog. So I watch Pimps Up, Hoes Down first,
mm-hmm.
the documentary. Then I watch Wag the Dog. Wag the Dog starred Dustin Hoffman. And it was a movie about, a fictitious movie about the president having some BS going on in his life. And they're going to fake a war.
Okay.
They're going to create the media, the politics. The politicians are going to fake his spin masters, his spin doctors, mm-hmm. rather. They're mm-hmm. going to create a war to distract people from what's really going on. So they had the green screen, they had people holding like little pet puppy, and they had like, they put like, you know, wars going on in the back.
Yeah.
To say, like, the president will say, this is what we have to do. Forget about whatever that I did personally.
Huh.
This is what we're going to deal with. So I'm watching this. I'm trying to think, why did Mekhi Phifer tell me Wag the Dog and Pimps Up, Hoes Down? Here's a similarity on my own. Both movies, or both, you know what I'm saying? Or both, because Pimps Up, Hoes Down was a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But both of those were about manipulation.
Mm.
As an actor, we got to manipulate that camera so the viewer has an experience.
Yes.
Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll never forget that, man. Because it was two things from two different spheres.
Mm-hmm.
But it made a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And while we're in the car and he's trying to put on his best Rich Porter, AKA Money Mitch, Mekhi Phifer didn't know how to drive standard. So, but he was learning on the spot. But he was cool doing it, smoking a cigarette, learning. And my head is going like this with him, you know what I'm saying? But he stayed in character, And he did it. And then and we had a beautiful time with that. And then later I got I was doing a movie called Honey. So when he saw me again in Honey.
Movie.
I'm in Honey.
You're in Honey too?
I was in Honey.
Oh, shoot.
I was in Honey. Superstar like, Herc. In credits. It's hard to cut you off.
What?
I was in Honey. Like, it's like a quick, like, 5 seconds.
I'm going to find that.
Jessica Alba.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bartender in the movie. And the government. Salute the government. She's leaving her shift. She walks from behind the bar. Yeah. She said, I'm one of the bartenders at the end of the bar.
Sick.
Me and the whole man from Parkdale. Bobby. Flipping. If you really look, you'll see Beer Parkdale man there. In the little, and that was like when we were doing our little background extra things and stuff like that, right?
Dope.
So that was filmed here?
Yeah, that was filmed government, right? And then to go back now to Paid in Full. We have a connection.
You were there too?
No, I wasn't in that. I wasn't in that. I'm saying my connection to that was... there was a scene filmed in my neighborhood, in Parkdale. The scene when he gives him the Benz out front of the building. It's like he just comes out of jail or whatever, and they're like right in front of the building, out front of the building. It's right at King Street, and there's a big 1261 King Street, big building there. The day was raining and everything. Me and my cousin were standing across the street, and we're watching them film. And Mekhi Phifer was on set there that day. So we're there just watching the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, like, so that's like the little connection we have to that Paid in Full because the part was filmed right at the top of Tyndall.
Oh, I remember DMX came on set one day. He was filming another movie in Toronto too. So he was like, DMX came to the bands that was hanging out.
While you were filming Honey?
While I was filming Paid in Full.
While you're paying Paid in Full, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that set must have been crazy.
Yeah, DMX was
DMX, Cameron, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo!
You know what I'm saying? So it's cool, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's been good. And you know, but hip-hop's the foundation. Yeah, I did Four Brothers.
Four Brothers.
I was in Four Brothers, too. Oh, my goodness, man. You following me or what, man?
Bro, this is crazy. What the fuck?
This guy's in every movie, too? That's crazy.
Extra background, Four Brothers.
So why don't you take a couple courses, do some forward thing, man?
I slept on it. Yeah.
And do some things. Make some more paper, guy.
No, it's true.
Listen, I got my youth doing background for Mr. D, but he's 10.
Okay.
He's making paper.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Like,
I was doing it. I was doing it, but then I got legal problems and. You know,
problems with what? Do it.
No, but that's what happened. That's what made me stop. But that's like I never just thought to get back
look
into
how,
it.
Look how young you look, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. Just this paper, man.
Yeah. So get back to Four Brothers.
Yeah. Is the guy didn't want to hear what I said? Go on.
No,
go on.
I want to hear. What you I know. I'm not trying to cut you off.
Playing.
I'm not trying to cut you off in any sense of the form.
Yeah.
By the way, but yeah, Four Brothers. We're there in the gym when Marky Mark and Andre 3000 and the next they come in the gym and they take over the gym because the shooting happened and he grabs the Mark Wahlberg grabs
where
the
was this?
In Jungle at Jane and Lawrence when he grabs the basketball and they start dribbling in the middle of the court. He's like yo and they take the ball. We're there in like the front row there of the like audience in the background.
Yeah, man.
So okay, let's connect
this
back.
This is crazy
now.
That's dope, man.
This is nuts.
Which movie?
You're in this movie, Four Brothers.
Yeah.
You're running around all over Toronto, right? Did you guys do most of it in Toronto, or did you do some of it in Toronto and L.A.?
Not L.A. That movie was shot in L.A. That was shot up north somewhere? Toronto. All that snow stuff?
Yeah,
that was shot up...
by Jungle.
No, man, the snow day. The snow when Victor Sweets with the...
Oh, no,
with
no,
the,
no.
At the final, the climax of the movie, the end with the snow when we're driving.
Mm-hmm.
That was shot like I want to say, like Simcoe or something, like an hour and a half away from here.
Oh wow!
But we were in cabins, and that was Super Bowl time when Eagles was going against Patriots the first time with Terrell Owens. We all watched the Super Bowl together, all of us, man. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Crazy!
Wow!
Yeah, I remember my video "Criminal Mind" came out, and I was showing Chiwetel Ejiofor, man.
Okay.
He was just watching it, like, cool, man. It was good times, man.
You and Mark Wahlberg, all y'all.
Mark
hanging
Wahlberg
out.
Is cool, man. Mark is cool, man.
Yeah.
Let me piggyback that question for a quick second. Did he ever tell you about he's going to be expanding and doing the Wahlberg Burgers thing?
Back then?
Yeah.
Nah.
That's his brother, man.
That's not him? That's
well,
that
he's
that
part
brother?
Of it, but one of his... Okay, he comes from a large family. But his older brother is like... always says, if you watch the show, he's been like, yo, I've always wanted to be a chef. I never realized that I would end up in business with my two brothers and expand it like that.
Yeah.
But it's his brother. I think his name is Paul. I'm not 100% sure.
They're all over Toronto.
Yeah, but no, they had. I don't know if they still have a location here, but they had one.
But Mark was cool, man. Mark is good people's, man.
Yeah.
He was cool with me, man. And we had a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Yeah, I do a lot of film and TV, man. So I saw Tupac do Juice. I'm like, let me try things though, man. And I knew he did. Went to acting classes and stuff. So I said, let me try this too. And then more roles started coming. I started getting nice. You know what I mean?
And, you ever meet Pac?
Nah, but I seen Tupac and Biggie perform together.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
who can say that? Mm-hmm. I seen Tupac and Biggie. I think the club was called like Mystique or something like that in Manhattan.
Okay.
But Tupac came out, Biggie came out, Bobby Brown was on stage. I don't know what he was doing on stage.
Wow.
Freddie Fox opened up. And
you don't know who Freddie Fox is?
Freddie Fox is dope.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big show, man.
That sounds like a big show.
That was a big show. But it was a big little show. Like, it wasn't, it was just like, Biggie, oh, Biggie, yeah, it was Party and Bullshit. That's all he had at the time.
Party. That's the only bullshit.
Tune. That's so crazy.
So Pac had to get around and he was doing them tunes. Yeah. Bobby Brown was just happy to be on stage with the man's down.
Probably high as fuck. Quick question.
Yeah.
Reality TV. What? You were on that reality TV show for a quick second.
Which one?
There was like, it was one of those kind of concepts like how they have like Real World.
Little Kim? I was talking about Little Kim?
No, it was like a reality TV.
Homotropia.
Was that what it was called?
That was reality? That was a script. That was scripted.
It was scripted?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that whole situation? Tell me about that.
Okay, Homotropia was the first probably acting, that was acting boot camp for me, man. I went in there and it was like, oh my goodness. We did like 4 episodes a week. So I had scripts among scripts among scripts among scripts. And that was acting boot camp for me, man. That's when I learned how to sharpen the craft. From that,
okay,
I got kind of nice with it. You know what I'm saying? Still green, but kind of nice. I'm still studying, taking courses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did that, that's when I got an audition for Instant Star. That TV show, Instant Star. I did one episode. They liked me so much, they made me a main character. And a couple of other actors lost their jobs. They made my character like a... You never know in life what's going on, you know what I'm saying? That was just like acting boot camp for me, man. Then more roles started coming in, and you just got to keep it moving, man. Definitely, you know. Then who would have thought I'd play vice principal on Mr. D for 8 seasons, man? That's crazy, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know, so
that's very consistent. That's good, right?
Yeah,
there, man.
You know, and the thing is, putting out music, I'll be honest with you, I've been inconsistent in terms of putting stuff out. If you look from when I first dropped 89 to 2019, there's big gaps of inconsistency in terms of putting music out.
Yeah.
However,
you always,
if you
want
to look at me from a multimedia perspective, I've been very consistent.
You've been busy.
Yeah. I've been very consistent because look from 2000 to 2013, that's like TV series. That's like 3 different TV series.
Yeah.
I got nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Dramatic Role for an HBO joint called The Line. Within those times. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So
I remember the line.
Sometimes I feel like it's slightly intimidated jumping back, putting music out. But I'm like, nah, man, this is what you do, man.
You took like, you almost went like the LL route. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, that's the best way I would think to put it. Like, music, and then just went hard into like the acting and just, and now you're going to make more music.
Whenever you want to.
Right? Yeah. But like, it's just like, that's how I think to compare it, because like LL was making music and then he got into the TV and then acting, and then now he's like, he's full on throttle. TV full throttle.
Full
like,
throttle. Yeah, man.
CSI. Yeah. I don't know if it's CSI, but you know the show. Like, he's got his record. Like, he's the man,
he's
now.
He's
the
dude, man.
Yeah. Right.
Holy smokes. Is he ever.
Right? So, like, that's comparable if you think of it like that. Like, so the gaps, they make sense because you've been working just
been
not
working, I've been working consistently.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
What about, give us a low point. Went over the span of the career. Give us a time where you're like, fuck, I don't know if I'm even.
When Biggie died, man. I will never forget that. I didn't feel like doing music for a minute, man. When dude died, man, I was like, what's going on, man? I felt like we're going backwards with this, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it. That broke my heart, because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's. I felt like I don't want to do this no more for a hot minute, because we worked so hard as a community to get to a certain level, man. That really hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was a time where it was darkness, man. It was like, wasn't good, and that was a time I felt like not doing stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah, Yeah, so that's about it. But I've been blessed with being able to still do other things, man. Like, I put out a book in 2010. I started working in 2008. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Drake wrote me a beautiful testimonial. How cool is that, man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's blessed.
It's like, I find other things to do besides hip-hop, man. One thing I learned, me and Farley Flex said a while back, and stays in my head, is like, don't go through life thinking you deserve something.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I always remember that. I don't go on thinking I deserve this, I deserve that. Nah.
Yeah.
If you want to give me credit for, or accolades for being this, that's good. When I leave this, I got CP24 in the morning.
Yeah.
After that, I'm shooting the video. The next day, I got an audition. I'm studying. I got monologues to remember. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing keeps going. I embrace the moment for a minute, but I don't want to lie in my laurels, man.
You're never afraid to change.
Nah, man. And that's what a lot of heads do. They lie in their laurels. Like, yo, back in the days, I was dope. I was there. Thank you. That's for you guys to tell me.
Yeah.
You
know?
And there will be times, like your 30th anniversary, that I should sit back and be like, boom. I remember Quadro taught me something from Ghetto Concept. There was an event that I was invited to. A lot of other artists were invited to. But Ghetto Concept wasn't invited to this specific party.
Mm.
So he phoned me and said, yo, Wes, when you go on stage, I want to go on stage with you. You listening?
Yeah, right? I'm listening.
He said, yo, I want to go on stage with you. I'm like, all right. He goes, yeah, they didn't invite Ghetto Concept. That's not right. And I said, dude, you're an all-star. If you're not invited, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
He goes, Wes, it's not about me. It's about hip-hop. It's for Canadian hip-hop.
Yeah.
But I didn't peep at the time because I look at him like, I'm a type of cat. If you don't invite me, you're all right, I'm not going. I got other things to do. You know what I'm saying? But it meant something for him. So when the event came, it was like a whole bunch of artists in order. Cardinal went on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was supposed to be me. Then I was going to bring Quadro with me.
Yeah.
But Cardinal beat me to it. He goes, I'm going to bring someone on stage.
Mm.
He said, yo, when I was a kid, these guys had a song called Certified Flow.
Well, he went back.
They said they were certified. That's what made me say I'm official.
Yeah.
That's where he got his name from. Then he brought him on stage. And Quadro felt good. And the crowd went nuts, whatever, like that.
Yeah.
That was a moment in time, not for Quadro, not for Ghetto Concept alone, but for Canadian hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things I should do is to document. Like the Junos, for example. It's good that I'm there. You know what I'm saying? It's good for me to be there. Because, you know, I'm the reason why there was a category in the first place. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tater Love It, I'm the reason why they gave that category, the first recipient of that award, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
It's yours truly. You see what I'm saying? They never had a category before.
Yeah.
So the fact that
they never needed one. Think about it.
The fact that 30 years later I'm on stage and I'm like introducing Nav, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm seeing Killy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing these artists. Yes, man. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not for me alone, but it's for Canadian hip hop.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So sometimes things you gotta do
No, it's a blessing too, man, because you've gotten to see all the different eras of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? And like with all of us at the table, we're all at a certain age where we got to see like the beginnings, the middles, and all the end. Yeah. I have a Drink Champs-esque kind of question, okay? Mm. What's your favorite era in hip hop?
Oh, come on, man. What do you think is my favorite era of hip hop, man?
I don't know.
Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Showbiz, and AG. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang Clan, Illmatic. You know what I mean? Like the 90s, like the early 90s.
The golden era.
Yes, man. That's my favorite, man. That's when it was like Sneers. The Sneers was
that's what I listen to at home all the time.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite stuff.
No, because, you know, sometimes I hear some people say, oh, it's now. You know what I'm saying? Some people like it.
Now it's dope too. Like, I think my new album's dope.
Yeah.
It was dope.
Agreed.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
My album's dope. I'm not even asking. I'm telling you. I saw your facial expression when I was playing them tunes. You look at me like, is this Stro?
You know what I'm saying? The one when I first walked in, I was like, it was like a real head nodder one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really? Head nodder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, me and Tona, we did some thing. Me and the Maz, I'm doing certain things because I'm growing and I'm having fun doing music.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So. Sonically, it's too early right now to say, but for sure, my last album, Coach Fresh, was my best album, hands down.
Mm.
Sonically, top to bottom, it was my best album. Not necessarily my favorite album, but sonically, the way that was put together, it, you know, was really dope.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what I'm going to think about the Champagne Campaign.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's 42 minutes, 39 seconds of pain, man. You know what I'm saying? The way we put the interludes together, sequence stuff together, sonically with the boom bap, the funk, the trap, the rock, with the reggae. You know what I'm saying? I had Blessed over singing over a trap rhythm. Who does that? You see what I'm saying?
Big time reggae artist.
I did a few certain things together, man, that I'm proud of that. So I'm going to see. It's up there with Coach Fresh.
Yeah.
And I don't care about the accolades or what it sell, what it stream, whatever. I'm just talking sonically right now. That's a dope album. Okay. This one here is a dope album. And that's why we celebrating.
No, I'm glad that you even brought it up, too, because like it leads me to some of the last questions I have for you right now, right? Like, what's your favorite song off of there right now?
This is a tough question. Die MT is a dope tune, man. Die MT is dope. A lot of people rap with the minor chords is dope. The Waste Youth is dope. The Lord Finesse joint, but Drama with Tona is a crazy tune, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope MC.
Yeah.
Which one are you feeling yet? Which one?
Right now, I like the Drama joint with Tona.
Yeah.
And I guess I could say Waste Youth is my favorite right now.
Yeah.
But it's because I can't give it a complete honest opinion.
Yeah.
Because Waste Youth is the one I heard the most.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, somebody put out a Waste Youth dance challenge yesterday. Like,
really,
kids is loving that, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
That's good.
Yeah, man. I'm just having fun with this. Who would have thought?
Yo, that's super dope, man.
Who would have thought? Like, hip hop. You see, I'm 51 in a couple of days, my G.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that I'm still evolving, doing music, and it's cohesive. I heard you say the other day, it's like, I'm in the pocket. Of course I'm in the pocket, because what we do is we're supposed to do this, like, organic now.
Yeah.
You feel me? So what were my points of reference? Rock groups. You know, what was the other points of reference? Quincy Jones. Did Quincy stick doing, like big band?
Yeah.
Nah, he expanded. He kept on expanding, trying different things. If you look back, if you go on YouTube, you'll probably see a 1975 tune with Quincy Jones rapping.
Mm.
Wow. When did Rapper's Delight come out? 1979.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones was rhyming in 1975. This is the same guy who did all that and later on in the 80s produced Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So why should I stick in a liquor box? Just because, you know what I'm saying? Nah, man. We do it to ourselves a lot, and billions of dollars have been put in to keep us
stuck in a box.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just, you know, do my thing and have fun.
That's so true.
With all the, like, people that you've met, you know, accolades that you've collected, you know, the ups and downs.
Yeah.
What piece of advice can you give to, like, a 16-year-old, 15-year-old who's like, yo, I want to be a rapper, like, in 2019?
One is don't assimilate, man. Don't assimilate. Innovate, man. That's what you're supposed to do. There's a lot of assimilators out there. But the ones that I gravitate towards, the innovators. And that's why I say we don't make records, make history, man. Mm. One of my favorite songs, if not my favorite song I ever made, you guys might laugh, is I Know Your Mom.
That's like my favorite
tune that for me. You know what I'm saying? Why? One, it had comedy in it, but that could have been a Johnny Cash record.
Mm.
The way that was put together. That could have been a reggae tune, the way I put together.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you look at a Smokey Robinson or Burt Bacharach, look at Burt Bacharach. He's a, you might not know who that is, but Burt Bacharach did Walk On By.
Mm.
Isaac Hayes did his version of Walk On By.
You see what I'm saying?
Slick Rick did his version of that. You know what I'm saying? That's Burt Bacharach. He's one of the greatest songwriters. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want my songs to transcend. Do you get what I'm saying?
Timeless music.
Timeless, man. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So another one, like I said, don't make records. Make history.
Make
so
history.
30 years, when you commemorating, people check for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's
what
it's all about, man.
Yo, you man. Know? It's crazy, man. Just to be able to chop it up with you here, it's an honor for us. You know what I'm saying?
I used to run home.
Yeah.
Back in the day to catch Rap City.
Now you're right here in front of me, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is
But you got to think about it. What did you just say? Say that again. One more time. Back in the days, you had to do what?
I had to run home to go watch Rap City.
Yeah.
At a certain time. I didn't run home to catch it, I'm not seeing it.
Do you remember what day? Do you remember what day of the week that was on?
It was Tuesday.
Or Thursday.
Thursday. My bad.
And if you're lucky, you may see the video again on a Saturday.
Yeah,
maybe. But if you don't get your VCR ready and you're not recording.
Now what do we do? Touch a button.
It's
right there. And you could download that right there. And you see it's a different time right now. We're from the era of the physical. We're living in the era of the digital right now. Mm-hmm. But instead of crying over spilt milk and thing, back in the days it was that. I'm evolving. I'm having fun, man.
For sure.
Can tell by what I'm doing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, man. We appreciate you. Even like making it where we can have a hip-hop scene out here and then continuing to push the culture forward.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, let's just keep in touch and all that good stuff, man. Yeah, you know, man, what I'm saying? And if you have any more questions or whatever, you know, we chop it up. Yep. Certain things I'm going to say off camera. You know what I'm saying?
So I want to hold you for a quick moment.
Yeah.
Right? We have something called Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
All right. So we're back with our Smoke and Mirrors segment. And we just finished a dope interview with Kevin Rowley and JC. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Very insightful interview, especially. We got to learn a lot about what y'all do and the process and everything. Mm. So, mad respect.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, our session, our Smoke and Mirror session, is when we talk about new segments, hip hop shit, most of the stuff that's going on in the city most of the time, but we move around.
Cool.
So, I'll start with the city. More than 100 cats removed from one single home in Toronto.
Cat lady?
I don't know if you could. Cat lady might be an understatement. 100 cats.
105 cats.
Y'all heard about this?
No. 100
cats?
Okay, so.
Yo, those are hers? Or should people keep them? Are they cats? Are you talking about?
Yeah. They just feed the strays.
Yo,
they just feed the stray cats in the city, man. They just come to our house, yo.
Yeah.
They just know there's food.
What's
there?
The spot for cats.
You know what's fucked up? I'm trying to pull up the story here from CP24.
Yeah.
But they're giving me the next story that I'm going to talk about. The TTC operator.
The reckless driver.
But let's stay on this car, this cat. Cat shit for a second.
Okay.
What's out of all of y'all going around and you know, meeting different chicks and stuff like that, what's the most amount of cats you ever seen in that girl's house?
Oh, this guy's kidding me right now.
Yeah.
Three hours.
Three?
Yeah. Wow.
And she had more shit too.
Three cats.
Other animals?
Yeah. Okay.
What other animals? Break it down.
Dogs.
Okay. Wow, she was an animal shelter.
Don't kill me. Some people are like animals, man. Don't say that.
Oh, I smell bad.
Ugh.
Yeah. Once you go past a certain amount,
it's true. Like, it's hard. Like,
over 100 cats. What do you think that smells like?
Well, they said in the article that it was a health hazard.
Of course,
because of the air quality and shit. Like that.
That's a mental hazard too. It's like, yo, cats are wicked when they're ready, eh? Cats will fuck with you when they're ready, eh? They're breeding on top of breeding on top of breeding. Yo, there's probably about 50 of those cats are probably, or 20 of them. I won't go 50. I said 20 of them were probably pregnant when they found all of these 100 cats.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, real shit.
Bro, like, yo,
more coming,
yeah. Yeah, trust me, like, yo, if they never went there, they would have probably, if they would have left and went on, they probably would have found, like, undetected, they probably would have found, like, all 500 cats there in a year. Because, yo, cats will breed, yo, it doesn't matter if it's, yo, listen to me, the
no,
cats.
No, this is what was accumulated now, and hold on, don't.
Not yeah, I'm not to fleet the numbers, but.
JC, because I didn't get an answer from you. Most cats in the house when you went to go see a chick.
I don't remember really going to no shorty's cribs, but I know some buckets that have like a lot of cats in their crib, you know.
See that.
They have a lot of cats. You go in there, dogs, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So all of that on the floor, you're stepping over and all of that. You feel me? So it smells rank in there, all of that.
Listen,
it's the truth though.
Right. You know what? You ain't lying, cause
it don't have to be a shorty.
I've been in the situation.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I ain't gonna leave you on the ledge. I've been in the situation. I walked in the bucket's house back in the day.
Of course, you go into the bucket's house. There's like one, two cat. There's a dog over there.
You're just thinking of the money at the end of the fucking tunnel, right? You're just like,
Here's the worst one. You know the place stinks. You know the place stinks, but you want to just go get your money.
Go get the cat and eat out. Man.
But this motherfucker always wants to talk to you. Doesn't want to leave. You understand what I'm saying? Always trying to hold. Well, right as you're about to leave and cut. Yo, one more thing, buddy. Right at the, down the hall, out the apartment, ready to leave.
Yeah.
It's still running you down to say one more thing to you. Those are the worst buckets.
You know what I'm saying?
Last thing about this thing, they said they didn't even want to release where the fucking location
is. Of course not.
This 100, it was 105 in total, they said, of cats that they found so far.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know what's going to happen? Yeah, because, you think, okay,
It couldn't be an apartment building.
No. It is an apartment
building. Jeez.
No way it's an apartment.
That's your lie.
No way it's an apartment. Because if it's an apartment, you know that someone complained.
They're not sinister.
Somebody complained. Their neighbor, her neighbors, you know how you live, you got 1, 2, the next one, be whatever. You know, one of these people in the close 1, 2, they're like, they won't say how many humans, but they tell you how many cats were in the house. Huh? They won't say how many humans were in the house. That's funny. Yeah. But yo, could you imagine? What if it, okay. What? Apartments nowadays, like even old days apartments, what? 3-bedroom? Mm. Maybe a 4-bedroom apartment. It's
40 cats per bedroom.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, like
might even be a 2-bedroom.
I'm trying to figure out how big this apartment is where they have 105 cats. Plus an undisclosed amount of humans. Hey. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm gonna keep on tracking the story. Okay, I got the story that kept on popping up here.
The bus driver that crashed into the house. Charged
with careless driving after crashing bus into two Scarborough, not one, two Scarborough homes. So watch the footage here.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Could you imagine what the people in the house felt like when they?
Watch this. I bet you
this just did the CP24 breakfast. The driver behind the wheel of that TTC bus that crashed into a couple of houses in Scarborough last week has been charged with careless driving. Surely you saw this shocking footage from last week. This was all caught on surveillance video. It happened around 1:30 in the morning last Thursday on Oasis Boulevard near Morningside and McNichol. The bus left the road and careened through a fence before slamming into the homes. Now, thankfully, there were no passengers on board at the time of the incident. Okay.
Well, you're not, no one can see it.
Nobody, y'all can't see this? Right. My bad.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, short, long again, story short, driver the, lady, charged the bus driver with drove careless into the house. Driving. She mashed up two houses.
My question, what do you think this man was doing before he crashed into the fucking
house? It was a woman.
Or this woman was doing. What was the chain of events, if you guys can make a story of what happened before?
Is there a picture of her?
Let's see if there's a picture.
Oh, that'd be class. I doubt it. They're not going to put her on blast.
No, I don't know. I didn't see.
It's TTC. They're not going to give you a picture.
Yeah.
Unless
there
was a camera there live on the scene when it happened.
Or like a mugshot after.
Yeah,
like,
you're not giving me that of a TTC driver. No, she crashed. Yeah.
Okay, so without the picture, what do you think was the chain of events before she crashed into two Scarborough homes? Kevin Rowley.
Just beamed out and nodded off.
She was by herself on the bus.
Yeah.
What you said? She was slapping her arm. Yeah. And
slapping her, she was
no,
her
no,
arm.
No, no,
oh.
No.
Yo, that's a study.
No.
Yeah, nah, she was probably, I don't know, stressed out at home, you know?
She probably got a text.
She probably got a text. Stressed out at her yard, you know? I don't know what's going on over
boyfriend.
There.
I'm leaving you, Becky. I'm leaving.
Becky said, "Fuck it. These two Scarborough homes are getting it."
But I think her excuse
probably
was
tired. Bro. Probably tired.
Yeah, she probably was fatigued.
That's another solution.
Early morning rush, you know. Every day she probably does that shift every day, and then she
fatigued.
Come on, for sure.
Fatigued.
Yo, that steering wheel actually—they don't have. They have power steering, right?
I'm pretty sure they have power steering on the buses.
You know,
I remember back in the day, you used to see the bus driver wheel it like this.
Oh, I'm a fucking.
You know, the man's whole body is getting into this. Nowadays, yep. Yeah. Like, all right, fuck you, bud.
Okay, so I got a story. Okay, based on this crashing into this thing, and then I want to hear y'all's craziest TTC stories. Let's bring it around the room, and then maybe TTC. We'll end there. We got anything else we should?
Six nine
lawyers back. That's one thing. Okay.
Is this the guy who tried the Nike thing?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the guy that
sold Nike for $20 million.
Y'all heard about that, right? 6ix9ine's lawyer.
No, what happened?
6ix9ine's lawyer that was fired off his case, because he was Shadi's lawyer. They said it was like
a conflict of interest.
It's no longer Shadi and them's lawyer, and he's 6ix9ine's lawyer again.
Oh, that's what it is. Hemmed up by Nike. They arrested him because the man tried to.
Have you all been following that fucking whole 6ix9ine story?
To be honest, I just kind of follow the memes on it, so I don't really know what's going on, but it's pretty funny.
6ix9ine, like, he had a run and then, like, he ratted, you know, he fucked up.
Okay, serious question. As a producer, sorry to interrupt. As a producer,
if 6ix9ine got out of jail and sent you an email like, yo, I need a beat.
That's how it'd be on the email.
Huh? All I don't caps. Know. But would you send him a beat?
Yeah.
You say, yeah, you send him a beat?
Bread.
There you go. No, there's nothing. I'm nothing.
Lots of bread.
Nothing wrong with that answer.
Question for both of y'all on Snitch9ine, all right?
Oh, Snitch9ine. That's a good one. You should copyright that.
That's the name of the episode. No.
No.
Anyways.
We should copyright that one, though, before
academic gets this whole on. There's probably t-shirts of that shit already. Vlad TV question. I heard him asking enough people, okay? And don't worry. Don't worry. When you hear Vlad TV question, people's antennas go up. All right? If 6ix9ine comes home or whatever, right? Or when he comes home, do you think he could still have a rap career?
Probably.
Yeah. If he gets out or whatever, I don't think, and if he drops a song, every single person will be like, what the fuck? And click it. Mm. Whether they hate it or not, it's still a stream and it's still money in his pocket.
Okay.
You know? They hated him before, they're going to hate him again.
Even if they don't click it, they're probably going to hear it, you know? Like, yeah. Unintentionally, it's going to come on somewhere.
No, the logic makes sense. Like, it's there. Let me hear what the fuck this
people's
is.
People's gonna want to hear what he's gonna have to say.
Even if you want to go make a fucking reaction video, we'll probably have to. Well, like, I know I'm gonna have to click on it to fucking make my fucking commentary on the shit, right?
Yeah. Like,
it would be news.
It could potentially break the internet, you know? Because, like, he was already doing it before, and now he's, like, got even more controversy around him, right? So.
That could fucking break the internet for real.
So you think he can come back and have a successful rap career?
He can come back and make money. He's probably, like, the respect thing's probably all gone.
Mm.
You know, but, like, everybody wants money, right?
Yeah, he can still tour.
Money from streams, all of that, he's going to get that for sure.
Yeah.
I think he can still tour. I think he can still go do, for his fan base.
Shows, I don't know, though. Shows are going to be,
I think shows would be hard for him.
Overseas.
Not even overseas, man.
Overseas, they ain't give a fuck.
Yeah,
in the States?
What?
No, because the gangbangers everywhere, they'll be trying to get his head.
Tell me where in Europe
you go. You go to fucking France, you go to fucking Switzerland or some shit, like, they ain't going to give a fuck. They're just going to be Stiffy with the beer. Probably going off.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
They don't give the fuck about those pollies over there.
So you think he can get out of jail and go sell a stadium in Sweden?
Yes.
Or Switzerland?
I believe this. People are like, both agree with what my opinion is too. Because I'm like, if he comes out, half of his fan base, they're not really street motherfuckers, so they don't really give a fuck.
There's a lot of tons of kids, right? Yeah, like tons of kids that are buying the music, right? Yeah. They're like kids, yeah.
They ain't in the streets. Right. They don't give a fuck about whether he snitched or not. They're just like, yo, his new track is dope.
Oh, a lot of them just heard the music. Like, they're not, like, in touch with the politics like we are, right? Because we're in the scene or industry or whatever. Yeah. Right? So.
They have no idea. And don't give a fuck.
But there's a lot that are.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah. Okay. Last thing for this story here. Based on the bus, okay? We're going to bring it back to the bus, okay? And then I want to get all y'all craziest TTC stories. I seen one time a bus crash into a car.
Yeah.
I did some, what's the fucking movie? With Vin Diesel, where he's like,
Fast and Furious?
No, or Man Alive or some shit like that, where like mad destruction was going on.
XXX probably.
It's probably one of them fucking movies. That's what I felt like. I'm in the bus, okay? I'm on the way somewhere and I'm cheesed, okay?
Mm.
Like, cheese. I'm like, yo, when I get to where I'm going, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? Going down, and shout out to the ghost in the room, Sabby. She might know. I'm going down the route of Victoria Park.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Going south. And there's a car doing one of these about to go into the little fucking grocery store. And the bus is coming. And the car, I don't know if he didn't time it right. Bus didn't hit the brakes in time. He hits the fucking car. Boom. Uh-huh. Car does three loops. Boom, boom.
Wait, you're on the bus?
I'm on the bus.
Oh, wow.
I'm so cheesed that I don't even fucking move. I'm like this. Everybody on the bus.
He's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Bus stops.
Okay.
I'm seeing the car there smoking. People are jumping off the fucking bus and everything. I get off the bus. I just keep walking past the fucking car. I didn't even fucking turn around. I was so cheesed that day. I don't even remember why. Well, I know where, I remember why I cheesed, but I won't tell on camera. Okay, so but that there was like carnage and destruction behind me. People coming out the fucking car, the bus to go and like check on, and I'm just like, on my mission.
Your own mission.
I was just gone. I was just gone.
I haven't personally been on a TTC in a long time. I don't know. I drive in the city. No, I drive in the city, which is fucking crazy. It pisses me off in its own way. But I remember one time I got in an accident and the TTC hit me. So I'm thinking, oh, okay. Motherfucker hit me. So I called my insurance company, whatever, to make my claim. And the motherfucker told me, oh, you're at fault. I'm like, motherfucker hit me. How am I at fault? The motherfucker, like, oh, he slid across, like, the man just, like, sideswiped my vehicle. So I'm like, okay, like, this is fucked up. They're telling me, oh, it doesn't matter. With the TTC, you could be 1%. You guys shared up, so you're at fault.
Damn.
I'm like, this is some bullshit.
This guy stays in a reporting center.
Are you stupid? That was, like, fucking 15 years ago.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. You got a history over there, bro.
Nah, bro, actually, you know what? I have a small driving record.
Okay. I know y'all haven't taken a TTC in a minute.
Fuck the TTC.
Craziest TTC story, though.
Fuck the TTC.
I know y'all got some fucking crazy shit you seen.
I mean, it's like saga. It's like after high school and stuff. It'd be like fights. It's pretty much as crazy as a guy. It was a short ride from school to home.
Yeah, fuck.
You ever seen a bus driver get it?
Yeah, bus driver, no. I've seen them get pissed, but like, that was most of it.
I go like the drunk people on the bus and shit, but like, not like fight.
You never seen a bus driver get a pow right in the fucking grill piece?
No, have you?
Yeah, right. Listen,
one of my brethren beat the fuck out of a bus driver back in the days in the 80s, okay?
In the 80s.
Right? When I was a little boy. Statute of limitations.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Anyhow, let's wrap it up.
Me. Back in the 80s. Must have the 80s. Fuck.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. Let's get y'all social medias and, you know, where to find your music, et cetera, et cetera.
What's coming next?
Yeah. So let's start with you, Kevin Rowley.
On every platform, just Kevin Rowley, at Kevin Rowley. Kevin, R-O-L-L-Y. Mm-hmm. For any artists interested, my beat website is beatsbyrowley.com. Mm. That just came up. It's new. So I got a lot of beats up there, and it's updated every week.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our project coming out. Not for a couple months, I think. It's still in the works. My producer mixtape just came out. Friends. It's got Young Tory, Roni, JC, Young Jizzle, Four Corners is on there.
Mm.
Jordan Solomon. Check it out, man.
Dope. JC, social medias and where we find your music, sir?
All the social media is JC, JAAYCEE. You know what I'm saying? SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, all of that, you know? Apple Music, if you have it, search it. Boom. All the music is there. Not all the music, because I'm dropping a new tape when they're saying, as soon as that drops, boom, City on the New Wave. I promise that. I can't talk too much about it. When I drop it, I drop it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Looking forward to it, yo. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, mad respect for y'all coming through. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, thank you for
having us. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you. You know what I'm saying?
It's me, PK Herc, as usual. SSC underscore Hey Herc on Instagram. That's where you can find me, because that's the only platform I really fucks with. You know what I'm saying? Follow Parkdale Smoke Shop for all your weed accessories, man. You want rolling papers and shit like that? Follow that page. You can get it for you. Yeah, okay. But other than that, holler at your boy, it's Smokey the Bear. Clear Star Studios.
Hey, man, like Gucci official. Y'all better have gotten Gucci a fucking drink in the club last week. I'm fucking playing with my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You see him dripping. Holy,
yes,
two chains is resurrected.
Don't worry. Gucci's in the spot. Gucci knows what's up.
Yes.
And yeah, so big up. Thank you again for coming through, Kevin, Rowley, and JC. Thank you guys. We appreciate you for having you guys.
Yeah,
sure. This is episode 117?
No, 116.
116. Okay, I'm ahead of myself.
Yeah.
All right, 116. We're doing it big in the city.
Yeah,
every
day.
Episode 116. That's crazy.
Trust me. Wow. Okay,
live podcast
yes,
this weekend, secret location.
I'm
still time to buy tickets, you know what I'm saying? Yo, the link's in the bio. You know what I mean? So, yes. SSC_HeyHerricks on Instagram. The link's in the bio for the tickets. Same with We Love Hip Hop. Link's in the bio for the tickets. Secret location. You will receive an email day of.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or, yeah. Morning of. The morning of. Day of the live podcast. So, if you've got your tickets, thank you. And there's still time to buy more tickets.
Yeah. Make sure. Ticket links, hit up Eventbrite as well, or hit us up at WeLoveHipHopToronto@gmail.com.
Yes.
If you want to get your tickets as well. Hit me up on my website, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd, D-R-E-D. I just dropped a new entry of the Sober MC blog. Get into one more, and I'm going to drop a book.
Making announcements.
Right?
That's how you're feeling?
You're that Gucci? That's how you're feeling?
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now.
Okay, I'm so. Hold on. I'm going to do it because he didn't do it. AKA Arthur Rick. I'm surprised that it didn't come across his head.
Also, hit us up on our website Friday. We'll
remove that in post.
Okay. Hit us up on our website. That's welovehiphop.ca. Okay. That's the hub for all interviews, news stories on a regular basis. Okay. Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. And on Twitter, We Love Hip Hop TO. Yeah, man. Episode 116, dog. I'm going to lead us out with a track by Young Stitch alumni. All right. Track is called Where We Are. I got it here on
Spotify. Bam, thanks for having us out. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you for coming.
I don't know. Episode 116, yo.
You get a drop? You get a drop?
You think I don't fit ya? Ain't no moving on, unless I move on with ya. And I see you cry, bullet in my dome. I just can't get you out of my head, can't get you out of my head. Give till I'm dead now. And it isn't fair, how that booty keep grown thicker. Come and get me now, teach you how to pick a grown dicker. Then I'ma fuck you right. Let me take you straight home.